All right, everybody, this is Henry J., CEO of Gibson Guitars. Henry, thank you for taking a second to talk to us. Now, you guys have so much going on at this booth, and we happen to be fortunate enough to catch you at a quiet time. Why don't you explain to me a little bit of what is this chaos and commotion that's going on behind us?
Well, we're about music and rock and roll, and of course our booth has to be that. And we have a huge stage, and we will have music all through the CES show, including tonight Kevin Costner and his band are playing.
I'm sorry, I didn't know Kevin Costner was in a band. Is he a guitarist?
Yes, he is.
Does he play Gibson guitars?
Of course he does. Of course, everyone plays Gibson. And so we have Peter Frampton, actually, tomorrow.
Frampton. We might have to check back in for that. Right here behind us, Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
But Peter Frampton, whatever, I happen to notice you had a pretty stellar band on just moments ago. Smaller than Peter Frampton, but pretty awesome. What was that about?
Well, we are actually doing a pilot for a show called Rock and Roll CEO.
Okay.
And
would that be you?
That would be me,
okay.
Yes. And so I was playing with some of the younger generation.
And the pilot would be a story about you or about the kids or just about the guitars?
It's kind of a reality show and what I do normally in the business and,
Very cool. Travel around
and play.
Very cool. Well, I hope that flies for you and we'll keep a lookout for it. Let's talk about some of your products. What are you showing off this year?
Well, the big news, of course, is the robot guitar, which is the first dramatic new technology in the guitar business in 50 years.
Okay.
And it solves a perennial problem, which is tuning. And so Bart is a professional musician who now works with us, and he will show you exactly what this beast does.
Yeah, tell me about it. So you've got the robotic guitar, and I noticed it has fun flashing lights. What's going on?
Well, one of the biggest things that if you're a beginning guitarist, a professional guitarist, one of the biggest headaches that you can have is to keep a guitar in tune. And it's very time consuming.
Right.
This guitar actually does it for you faster than a guitar tech or yourself could ever tune the guitar. And it does it by just pulling this master control knob out, pressing it in, and say if I want to go from standard tuning, which is in now, to E flat, I just push it in, it shines red, I strum the guitar, and look at the machine heads move. All
get
by
out.
Yep. Isn't that freaky?
That is amazing. And now what is the...
When it flashes blue three times like that, it's in tune. That's how fast I went from standard to E flat.
Wow. And how does it know? I mean, do you need to tune it? Does someone need to set it initially? And then does it ever fall out of tune?
Well, I mean, guitars always go out of tune as you're playing them, as you're sitting around, whatever. But with this, it comes with 7 presets, standard, E flat, some very famous presets used by Led Zeppelin and ZZ Top and the Rolling Stones.
Cool.
And so you're able to go from one of those to another. And that's another hassle for many guitar players is going from a standard tuning to an alter tuning. Sometimes you have to have a separate guitar for that.
Not anymore. Very cool. And is this...
Show them the back.
Oh, yeah, let's show me the back. Don't hold out.
You can actually see the...
And now, is this the standard model that you would purchase, or is this just for show here at CES that it's got the little clear screen?
It's the robot guitar.
The robot guitar. And is it available now? Or are musicians using it yet, or is this...
Absolutely. Henry, you want to tell them about how many we've sold so far?
Yeah, we've sold 3,500 in about a day and a half globally.
Wow.
We've reserved out about 500 pieces for January for internet merchants to sell.
Very cool.
And that will be coming up in about a week.
And will you be playing the robotic guitar on your reality show?
That's a must-do, of course. Actually, it's a very addictive thing. If you're a guitar player, it solves a perennial problem.
And I'm a Guitar Hero player.
That's
as much as I get on the guitar. Well, thank you very much. And if people want to know more about it or if they want to purchase their own robotic guitar, what's the URL or where can they find
it? Gibson.com, and there's a robot guitar microsite.
There you go. Do you want to take us out on a little jam?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think you should.